This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Scientists have discovered an organism that thrives in temperatures much hotter than boiling water. As NPR's John Hamilton reports, the discovery could help chart the beginnings of life on Earth.
Derek Lovely is a researcher at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst who specializes in creatures from extreme environments. So when his lab received an organism from a hydrothermal vent at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean, Lovely began testing its resistance to very high temperatures.
We started off pretty unimaginatively, I guess, just growing it at 100 degrees C. But we were interested in just defining what its limits would be, and we were very surprised to see as we kept bumping up the temperature, it still kept growing.
100 degrees centigrade will boil water at sea level. To find out how much more heat the creature could handle, Lovely's team popped it into an autoclave, a device used to sterilize laboratory and medical equipment.
It just seemed like the ultimate test. You know, we just couldn't stop it up to that point, so we said, well, put it in the autoclave, that'll certainly kill it, and that turned out to be false.
The autoclave reaches 121 degrees centigrade, about 250 degrees Fahrenheit. For a century, scientists have believed that would kill anything. But not this creature. It thrives at autoclave temperatures and survives at up to 130 degrees centigrade. At room temperature, though, it's dormant. Lovely named the organism strain 121. It's an odd form of life that depends on iron instead of oxygen and can live in complete darkness. It's found in places where scalding hot water spouts through cracks in the ocean floor. The creature was hauled out of the ocean by scientists from the University of Washington. They were studying an area where jets of hot water have actually formed chimneys out of minerals carried up from beneath the Earth's crust. John Barris, an oceanographer, says the team's mission was to retrieve a section of chimney.
They tied some loops around the structure, and then they used a diamond chainsaw using a remotely operated vehicle that could go down to the bottom of the ocean, and they cut partially into the structure and then kind of broke it off. I make it sound easy, but it took almost 2 weeks of trying plus bad weather before we actually got the first one up.
Barra says he wasn't surprised that something like strain 121 emerged from a place where the ocean meets molten rock.
It's an absolute perfect environment to look for the temperature limits of life because you do have liquid water at temperatures ranging from slightly above 100 degrees to greater than 350 degrees.
More than 650 degrees Fahrenheit. The water doesn't become steam because of the extreme pressure at these depths. Lovely's find raises the highest known temperature at which life can exist by 8 degrees centigrade. He says that suggests a range of new places where living things might be found.
It's becoming increasingly apparent that the bulk of life is not on the surface of Earth that we can see, but actually below the subsurface. And, of course, as you go deeper into the Earth, it gets hotter. So this, even if you can extend the range, say, 8 degrees C, this greatly extends the depth then that life might exist on Earth.
Lovely says his discovery, published in the journal Science, also could push back the time at which life first appeared on Earth. Many scientists believe organisms like strain 121 were the first living things to emerge when the Earth began to cool off several billion years ago. Lovely says the more heat these organisms could have endured, the earlier they could have appeared. And scientists think the chimney they brought up may have contained forms of life even tougher than strain 121. They found intact genetic material in a portion of the chimney where temperatures reached 150 degrees centigrade. John Hamilton, NPR News.